Hello, hello, Empresses. It's Leslie Tagorda with your April 2020 Cosmic Weather Report. Before I dive into the theme for this month and the details of the forecast ahead, I just wanted to thank you so much to each and every one of you that replied to the little poll I put on the Facebook group a few weeks ago, requesting some feedback on how you use the cosmic weather. I really want to make this a useful tool for you. And I know that it can be easy to get overwhelmed with all of the details. So it was really helpful to hear how each of you use this report, and I made a few changes. So please keep me posted on how you like these new changes, you know, trying to find that exact sweet spot. I am all here for it, but it does take a little bit of time. So keep me posted. So Empresses, remember that in the Origin Library, you have the write-up of the cosmic weather. And in the write-up of the cosmic weather, I have an origin planetary pulse. So in a pinch, and you just want to remember which days are best for which task, you can go with the planetary pulses Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so forth. Also in the written version, there is a link to a mini tutorial, a training on how to, for some tips on how to read your natal chart. In this April forecast, I've taken out a lot of the details and the degrees. It seemed like most of us were feeling really overwhelmed by them. And now if you're like, oh, I missed those degrees, please let me know and we'll figure something out. I just want to kind of get a little temperature of who is using what. But for now, we have in the written cosmic weather, there are a few more details that I'm leaving out of the recorded version for you. So let's dive in. April 2022, and the theme in Origin is abundance. Abundance isn't a destination. It's a state of being, a way of being that is content, satisfied, and sustained without overdoing or over-efforting. Abundance is a natural state here on Mother Earth, and you, Empress, have access to it in your life and business. Yet the powers that be in our culture and society teach us otherwise by manufacturing scarcity through urgency, limitation, separation, and lack. In our businesses, we all unintentionally perpetuate models of scarcity when we promote our work with high-pressure tactics, such as saying, only two spots left, or when we put pressure on ourselves to believe everything is urgent, even when we control our own schedules. To buck old ways of systemic business practices in your own business, you can consciously choose to create from a place of abundance by finding and expressing the value of transformation in your work to attract your soul customers, investing in yourself according to what you personally value, and working sustainably without toxic productivity that extracts every ounce of energy until you burn out. Imagine tapping into your innate abundance and finding your sense of worthiness and value that goes beyond what you hustle to produce or achieve. You can still produce and achieve, yet now from an abundant mindset of plentitude and enoughness. You are more than enough. From an astrological perspective, there are a multitude of energies that point to abundance, value, and worthiness in your chart. Here are a few. Taurus, the zodiacal energy of more than enough, luxuriating in having all the resources to survive, thrive, and flourish. The verdant, fertile creation energy that manifests in the physical world. Where you have Taurus by house in your chart is where you are meant to take more time and focus on the abundant, fully resourced worthiness of your work. Venus, the planetary ruler of Taurus, is the energy that attracts and connects us to the people and resources we need to thrive. By zodiac sign, your natal Venus shows you what you appreciate and value in others and in yourself. She shows us the way to aligned people and money values for which you are meant to invest your time, efforts, and resources. Venus, the planetary ruler of Taurus, is the energy that attracts and connects you to the people and resources you need to thrive. By zodiac sign, your natal Venus shows you what you appreciate and value in others and in yourself. She shows us the way to aligned people and money values for which you are meant to invest your time, efforts, and resources. Pisces, another energy, is the energy of infinite flow and ease. Ruled by Neptune, the higher octave of Venus, Pisces connects us to all, emotionally and energetically. This is the energy to feel interconnectedness and infiniteness. Pisces doesn't have to remain in the shadows of avoidance or sabotage if you remember that we are all part of a greater consciousness, abundant collective. Pisces connects you to your highest good and strategies that create spiritual and physical abundance. When you can feel worthy and enough in spirit and body, you emanate a higher frequency vibration that can't help but attract more abundance. It is part of your journey as an entrepreneur to grow into worthiness and enoughness. Yes, it takes effort and commitment, and yes, we all have access. In April, the cosmic weather supports you with reimagining what is possible and connecting the dots between your spiritual and physical abundance in your business. The highlight of 2022 happens this month as Jupiter and Neptune meet in Pisces for visionary expansiveness. You've already been feeling the energetic ramp up of these two visionaries. Your dreams are getting more vivid, your imagination is getting more vibrant, and your ideals of what you want to create in your work and beyond are activating even further. At Jupiter and Neptune's meeting point on April 12th, you begin a new 13-year cycle that asks you where you've been underestimating yourself, maybe, to show you where you need to exceed your expectations by dreaming and believing bigger than you ever have before. So this month, we see Venus entering Pisces, where she is exalted, meaning she is in such wonderful power on April 5th. Mercury enters Taurus on April 10th. Jupiter and Neptune meet in the sky for their great conjunction on April 12th. Mars joins Venus and all the other planets in Pisces on April 14th. Sun enters Taurus on April 19th. Mercury, who's zipping through, enters Gemini on April 29th, and our Pluto retrograde begins at Capricorn of 28 degrees on April 29th. We have the lunations this month. We have our new moon in Aries at the very beginning of the month on April 1st or March 31st, depending where in the world you live. We have our second quarter moon in Cancer on April 8th. We have our full moon in Libra on April 16th. Our fourth quarter moon in Aquarius on April 25th. And we have another new moon, this time a partial solar eclipse, starting our eclipse season on April 30th. In this month's cosmic weather, you'll notice that I've made a few changes to the structure of the report. In the beginning, I give an overview and I connect the dots between business astrology and the origin theme. And then when I dive into each of the astrological events that are happening, I've taken out some details, but what I've left is I left the time of that exact meeting point. I've left a theme for that particular aspect or meetup. And then for most of them, I start off with a question. Because to me, when I'm looking at astrology and I'm filling the astrology weather out, to me, the stars are asking a question that we can more fully step into in our lives and our businesses. After that question, I pose a little write-up, a little description for you. I really hope that this is helpful for you along your business journey. All right, so let's dive into the individual events for April's cosmic weather. We start off April with a new moon in Aries at 11 degrees. The moon and the sun meet up exactly at Aries of 11 degrees at 11:24 p.m. Pacific on March 31st and 2:24 a.m. the next morning on April 1st, where the theme for this new moon is deepening your leadership through healing. The Aries new moon is tightly conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer. Chiron helps you see how your wounds give rise to potent strength, deep wisdom, and necessary resilience. This gift of Chiron points the way to your vulnerable leadership and what you are meant to offer to your soul customers. In this new moon, you're invited to fully accept all your past hurts and all your tender growth points are essential to your leadership. Everything you've learned as you've worked to address and heal your wounds is foundational to the way you help others through your work. Your healing is still in progress, yes, and this is an asset, a strength. Your wounds make you compassionate, make you a connected leader. With Jupiter joining Neptune in Pisces in just a few days, you are especially open to inspiration, intuitive hits, and connections with spirit. And Mars and Venus are giving Saturn a big hug in Aquarius. They're all tightly wound up there and giving you ample support to ground your flights of fancy into tangible, practical actions with lasting impact. Now is the time to clarify who you want to be as a leader and to honor the ways in which everything you've been through gives you the strength and softness necessary to realize that vision. If you're into creating ceremonies and rituals, I invite you to create a beautiful ritual around your vulnerable leadership for this new moon in Aries. As we get closer to the new moon in Aries, I will be sharing personalizations based on your rising sign in the Origin Facebook group. On April 2nd, Mercury, our planet of communications, meets up with the Sun, our creative vibrancy. This happens at exactly 4:11 p.m. Pacific, 7:11 p.m. Eastern on April 2nd, where the theme is Assert Your Voice. How can you assert yourself using your words and message in your work? Mercury, your communications device, has lots to say and can be quite impatient. Stand your ground without being aggressive to show up as a leader. This will be especially potent for cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. On April 4th, Mars now meets up with Saturn at 6:51 p.m. Pacific, 9:51 p.m. Eastern, where the theme for Mars and Saturn coming together in the sky is rein it in. What are you desperately trying to control? For a few days leading up to and away from this meeting, resist the urge to control a situation based on fear that could lead to exaggerated aggression. For sensitive ones, instead of control, you may want to hide. Do you know that this is just temporary? Get curious with what strong emotions want you to understand. This may be especially intense for fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. On April 5th, Venus enters Pisces, where she is exalted at exactly 8:18 a.m. Pacific, 11:18 a.m. Eastern, where you are here to connect through compassionate values. With what soul-aligned values connect you to yourself, to others, to your soul this season? Now through May 2nd, it's a beautiful season to connect with your soul-centered, empathetic people and resources. Venus loves being in Pisces as she is exalted here in her high vibe power. During this season, harness your spiritual and empathetic tools to call in the right people, right resources, and intuitively come up with your revenue aims in your business. During this time, it's our soft superpowers of empathy, love, interconnectedness, and imagination that allow us to call in the right people and the right resources. Do not mistake Venus in Pisces for being soft or weak. Softness is her power. Her ability to stretch, be malleable, and to bring in information from the divine to make manifest in our physical world. On April 8th, we have our second quarter moon at Cancer of 19 degrees. This exact second quarter moon is at 11:48 p.m. Pacific, 2:48 a.m. the next morning, where the second quarter moon in Cancer, the theme is act, and nourish. What practice of self-care helps move the needle forward? It's time to take action on your intentions with the second quarter moon phase. The seeds you've planted during the new moon in Aries now require you to take action. Cancerian action is about security, nourishment, and self-care. So yes to naps to make money, being cozy at home for effectiveness, feelings for impact. Self-care and holding space on the outside may not seem like productivity, but if these acts of nourishment and replenishment, they replenish your ability to be more energized and effective. Can you then see the value of that power nap? Make space in your schedule for self-care and home time so you can energetically, in alignment, act on your intentions. On April 10th, Mercury squares off with Pluto, where there are hidden meanings. What assertions require deeper understanding? On the days leading up to and away from this square off, be out on the lookout for assertions from misunderstandings or misalignments. These miscommunications are your opportunity and creative edge to dive a bit deeper. The events that lead up to miscommunications have an under-the-surface significance and meaning for you. Resist the urge to react in your business and give into the misunderstandings. Turn your gut reaction into inquisitive research to dig deeper. Your result will be in this uncovering, especially activating for cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Later that day, Mercury enters Taurus at 7:09 p.m. Pacific, 10:09 p.m. Eastern, where Mercury in Taurus's theme is grounded, peaceful communications. What sense of peace grounds your thoughts? Mercury will be joining Uranus and the North Node in Taurus. At this time, you'll feel a sense of relief as Mercury moves out of Aries into steady, grounded Taurus. Now through April 29th, Mercury zips through Taurus, where it'll be tapping into both Uranus, a little bit of insights, awakening insights, and North Node stretching into our soul's potential, relieving the intense mindset urgencies to give you more mental space and practicality. You can now think with a bit of peace and embodiment about all the changes that need to come through in a sensible way. Make some time. On April 12th, this is the big day that we've been all looking for. This is like one of the meetups that define the entire year. Jupiter meets up with Neptune in Pisces at exactly 7:42 a.m. Pacific, 10:42 a.m. Eastern, where this theme of Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces is spiritual visionary expansion. How is spirituality and consciousness expanding in your work? This is the biggest meetup of 2022. Jupiter and Neptune, two expansive and merrymaking planets in our solar system, meet up in the loving sign of Pisces today. You've really been feeling this energy build up for at least a month now, and you'll be feeling it for another month at least. Jupiter, a social planet, symbolizes growth, exploration, freedom, optimism, justice, philosophy, spirituality, and vision. Neptune, an outer planet, symbolizes compassion, interconnectedness, imagination, and magic, as well as spirituality and vision too. That's where Jupiter and Neptune join in. These two most visionary planets meet up in their home sign of Pisces. Jupiter is the traditional ruler of Pisces and Neptune, the modern ruler. As Jupiter and Neptune meet, they are creating a new beginning of expansion based on inspiration, ideals, imagination, spirituality, and vision. In your work and business, harness the power of vision and spiritual awareness. Create a new paradigm where soft powers such as kindness, intuition, love, and gratitude have a strategic and powerful place at the decision-making table. The Virgo moon will be at 0 degrees at this time, and it's the hand holding the strings of all the planets as if they are ballooning, trying to float away. The moon asks you to make spirituality part of your daily routine in your work so that you can feel more organized mind, body, and spirit. Bring forth your spiritual tools in your work and get ready to inspire your own growth and that of the people you serve. On April 14th, Mars enters Pisces at 8:06 p.m. Pacific, 11:06 p.m. Eastern, where Mars in Pisces, the theme is prioritize your vision. Are your motivations soul-centered? Now through May 24th, Mars spends his time in watery Pisces. Mars isn't at his best in this fast sign, as he can't get clear on his desires and can get misdirected on the scenic route, causing him to lose steam. The last time Mars was in Pisces was in May of 2020, at the very start of lockdown and the unknowns. Recall that time of uncertainty and anxiety. The cosmic climate in 2022 is gratefully much more compassionate, as we've all been through so much insecurity. We see how that energy drains our life force. Harness this Mars in Pisces energy, especially along with Venus, Jupiter, and Neptune already in Pisces, to take action in your work that is aligned with your soul's purpose and direction. On April 16th, we have our full moon in Libra at 26 degrees. The full moon happens at exactly 11:55 a.m. Pacific, 2:55 p.m. Eastern, where the theme is integrating the power of connections. Where have you let others have power over you? The full moon in Libra illuminates how important balanced and reciprocal relationships and connections are to your work. It's abundantly clear you cannot be a co-creator without fellow co-creators, and you cannot be a leader without people following your example. On the other side of the coin, there are people in your life and work who are asking too much of you, or worse, trying to manipulate you. This lunation invites you to remember that while it takes two to tango, you are always in charge of how you show up in relationship. At the time of the full moon, Pluto squares off with the sun and moon. It's a perfect time to look at some of the intense relationships you've had that didn't quite work out. You can see clearly now that you've learned valuable lessons about who you want to be from the betrayals and power grabs you've already been through. Finally, Mercury is meeting up with Uranus in Taurus and getting ready to change the way you do business. It's high time for further innovation in the way your work embodies your values, and maybe for a price increase too. Now, remember that full moon times are about reflections and seeing things in a new light. It's a great time to do release ceremonies, forgiveness ceremonies, and oftentimes when we're doing full moon forgiveness ceremonies, the people that we are forgiving the most is ourselves. So look at all the ways in your business you haven't been able to show up as a leader or haven't been able to create the right relationships in your business. Those are the things that are being fully illuminated right now that need to be released. Or if you're in a wonderful place of meaningful relationships and feel really embodied in your own leadership, then use this full moon illumination as a time to celebrate everything that you have already accomplished with gratitude. On April 17th, Mercury meets Uranus at 9:51 p.m. Pacific, 12:51 a.m. the next morning Eastern, where the theme with Mercury and Uranus meeting up in Taurus is unpredictable communication breakthroughs. What thoughts, ideas, and emotional messages rock your body and world today? Mercury, our communications and understanding, meets up with Uranus, the awakener, giving us breakthroughs in our mindsets and our thoughts in the sign of Taurus. Shameful feelings are now seen in a different light and transmuted into new ways of showing up in your work. The energy is fleeting yet powerful. And it's so powerful because it is embodied. You're feeling all of this energy, thinking about your gut intellect, your brain, your brain in your stomach is probably really understanding so many things right now. Keep a journal handy, for you'll want to remember the ideas that come through. On April 18th, the Sun squares off with Pluto at 8:14 a.m. Pacific, 11:14 a.m. Eastern, where Sun square Pluto's theme is powerful transformation is needed. What deep shifts are being asked in your core doings in your business? Outside influences and upsets are asking you to transform what you do in your business. There's old patterns of doing things that no longer serve your ultimate vision that are supporting this shape shifting. Trust that you know what you are meant to change at this time. This may be especially activating for late degree of cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. On April 19th, we celebrate Taurus season as the Sun enters Taurus at 7:24 a.m. Pacific, 10:24 a.m. Eastern, where we open up to the season of grounding and building. What value do you add through your business? The Sun enters the beautiful and sensual sign of Taurus. For the next month, you get to play with the ideals of peace, prosperity, and savor all earthly senses. In your work, it's a time to look at your worth and abundance, what you value, how you add value, and the promises you give yourself and your ideal customers. Remember, abundance and worthiness is not a destination. It's a state of being, a feeling that vibrates out and attracts more abundance. Abundance can show up as your money earned or resources that come to you through other means. It doesn't matter how you receive the physical resources that you need to thrive on Mother Earth. It's your abundance. With Taurus season, one thing to be aware of is that the bounty that you get to create is to be shared and not to be hoarded. There is enough for everyone. Happiest of solar return birthdays to all the Taurus empresses. On April 23rd, we have our fourth quarter moon at Aquarius of 3 degrees at exactly 4:56 a.m. Pacific, 7:56 a.m. Eastern, where this lunation is about relax and be with friends. What can you easily do today with friends to get some inner emotional clarity? The last quarter moon phase is an internal integration phase in your life and business. When you slow down to review all you have done to work towards your intentions, you have the chance to internalize all that has happened. This is your time to cultivate all that you have learned and assess what you want to continue with and what you want to revise. It's time to compost and churn back what is not needed as nourishment for the seeds you've planted. With the Aquarius fourth quarter moon, spend some of this integration week relaxing with your friends, sharing your hopes and dreams. On April 24th, Mercury squares off with Saturn. This happens at exactly 6:50 a.m. Pacific, 9:50 a.m. Eastern, where the theme is say less. No need to overexplain. What is said by not being said? In certain situations like today, there's no need to rush to answer, overexplain, or reiterate. Your lack of words can better get your message across. For a day leading up to an away, harness this communication style for greater impact. On April 27th, Venus meets up with Neptune at 12:12 p.m. Pacific, 3:12 p.m. Eastern. Venus and Neptune, both in Pisces, where their theme is creativity and imagination flows. This is one of the brightest days of all of April. You'll feel good, so be sure to connect with those you love. What is your higher octave of creativity and connectivity? Venus and Neptune meeting up feels absolutely beautiful and expansive, especially since Jupiter is still closely aligned. Indeed, it feels like a soul-encompassing, joyful embrace. Venus, your ability to connect with the right people and the right resources, and Neptune, a similar energy at a higher octave that interconnects us all at a soul level. When these two lovely energies meet, everything is beautiful and sublime, and everything comes together in dreamy vision. This is a great energy to feel and manifest your dreams. The challenge is to take that vision from so high above and bring it down to this earthly plane without losing this fleeting yet intense love. capture this beauty by sharing it through the generous work you offer in your business. Note that Mercury enters the shadow zone today for the retrograde that starts on May 10th. Begin to notice communication themes that need to be rethought. On April 28th, Mercury trines Pluto at exactly 5:05 a.m. Pacific, 8:05 a.m. Eastern. Your said truths have power. What messages are making an impact on your understanding now? Today is a great day to fine-tune your messages in your business for grounded, practical impact. For a few days before and a few days after, you will have the support of the cosmos to ground some of your messages for which you've been laboring. For example, if you've been struggling with your big messages being too vague or not stating the value of transformation your work offers, this energy will give you the grounding you need to clarify in a way that is clear, step by step, and with powerful impact. On April 29th, Pluto retrograde begins at Capricorn of 28 degrees. I mentioned 28 degrees of Capricorn because this is a sensitive spot. And even though Pluto retrograde officially begins today, you've likely been feeling the themes of Pluto for a few days now. So feel into the intensity of transformation that needs to happen right now. What emotional truths want to come to light? Today, Pluto shifts gears and appears to go backwards in the sky. Now, Pluto spends about 50% of the year in reverse, and because this dwarf planet is so far removed from us, its effects can be subtle yet profound. Those of us that are going to feel it the most are those of us that have natal planets or energies around this Capricorn of 28 degree marks. So if you can, find your natal chart and look at where in your natal chart Capricorn of 28 degrees exists by house and see if you have any natal planets there, or maybe your rising, your descendant, your midheaven, or your imam kolay. Now, the week up to and away from this shift is where we feel the power of this Pluto retrograde the most intensely. The key to working with Pluto is to dive into the intensity, to face the things that sometimes you just kind of want to hide from. If you try to avoid the intensity, Pluto is only going to up the heat. Notice what shadows want to come into the light. Befriend these shadows. Get to know them, their hurts, and work through them. That is how you transform. If you keep on hiding and running away from your shadows, that can be, you know, there's so many things that go wrong when you don't face your fears. But Pluto retrograde at this turning point gives you that chance to face those shadows. Also on April 29th, Mercury enters Gemini for an extended stay. Mercury enters Gemini at exactly 3:23 p.m. Pacific, 6:23 p.m. Eastern on April 29th, where thoughts are curious and quick. What information will you share to teach and engage? Mercury returns to its home sign of Gemini for an extended stay of 6 weeks, now through June 13th, because of our upcoming Mercury retrograde cycle that starts in a week. While at home in chatty Gemini, Mercury is particularly strong while moving forward, taking care of business through sharing ideas, teaching, writing, and all things communication. You may have a ton of things to say and share, but remember, Gemini at its highest is about being curious and listening too. In a few weeks, Mercury will step on the brakes to begin its second retrograde cycle of 2022, where you will get to rethink, reflect, and re-understand to gain more clarity. Your thoughts will be moving quickly right now, so be sure to always have a notepad or note app handy to capture your ideas. And lastly, we have on April 30th, a big day. We have our new moon partial solar eclipse along with Venus joining Jupiter in Pisces. So, new moon solar eclipse happens at Taurus of 10 degrees at exactly 1:28 p.m. Pacific, 4:28 p.m. Eastern, and it is one of the most lucky new moons of all of 2022. So be open to quantum leaps. The theme of this new moon partial solar eclipse at Taurus of 10 degrees is initiating intuitive, compassionate worth. What new seeds of quantum leap value, worthiness, and abundance do you want to plant? Comfort, pleasure, and peace are not usually words we associate with eclipses, yet those are the vibes of this new moon solar eclipse in Taurus. So, whenever we have a new moon, the moon can block off a little bit of the sun. Now, this new moon isn't a total eclipse, it's just a partial eclipse, and not everybody on this planet Earth will be able to see it. The new moon is ruled by an attuned Venus in Pisces. Who's there alongside fellow benefic planet Jupiter and dreamy Neptune. All three of them reminding us what's good and insisting we see how everything is interconnected. The energy of our surroundings, both material and emotional, has deep resonance in our being and thus also in our work. It's time to buy the good, delicious, and nutritious food, to invest in the good and ethical, comfortable clothes, and to live in a good and beautiful, harmonious home. Our material choices reflect and express our values, including our self-value. This eclipse asks us to choose wisely. Overall, this moment offers you an invitation to approach your material reality with more hope, imagination, and spirit. Your comfort and peace are fundamental to your work. If you have a practice of creating new moon rituals, I invite you to create a ritual, more so than thinking about the things that you want to buy and the money that you want to make. Create it more expansively by thinking about how you feel when you're feeling abundant and when you're feeling worthy, and how you want to cultivate that feeling for the long term. Later on, after that new moon, Venus joins up with Jupiter, adding to all of the high vibes at 2:14 p.m. Pacific, 5:14 p.m. Eastern, where they are here to magnetize yourself in soul communities. How will you attract your soul family over a visionary cause? The expansive power to connect with the right people and the right resources to support your values that allows you to take a stand. This is a fleeting time, and this expansive feeling adds brightness to some intense times this beginning of the year. And it's such a beautiful pairing with this new moon solar eclipse. So you can definitely sense there is a vibe of attraction for this new moon. I really highly recommend you create a ritual for this beautiful Taurus new moon. All right, Empresses, thank you for listening this long all the way to the end. I would love to hear your feedback, and keep me posted on how you like this little change in the format. Talk to you soon.